European countries take another look at their budgets as the coronavirus pandemic continues to bite. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. We start in Paris, where the government has announced an expansion of a business funding program for 200,000 companies forced to close during nationwide lockdowns this year. While President Emmanuel Macron says restrictions would ease this weekend, businesses still won't be able to get back to normal. Here's the BBC's Hugh Schofield.
People will be able to travel further, 20 kilometres from their home, for example, and non-essential shops that have been shut up till now under the lockdown will reopen. 15th of December is the next stage. If objectives are reached and the number of cases comes down to 5,000 a day from about 20,000 now, then people will be able to move much more freely for the holiday period, and cinemas and theatres will be able to open, but not the restaurants. And then 20th of January, if the numbers are still coming down, that will mean an end of lockdown and restaurants being able to open.
Well, just across the border in Germany, leaders are reportedly planning to extend financial support for businesses by $23 billion next month. Funding is a crucial element to keeping businesses on their feet and getting economies going again. For months, the European Commission has been working to get all 27 nations behind a set of coronavirus financial relief measures. But two countries, Hungary and Poland, remain strongly opposed over a clause that ties funding with adherence to the rule of law in the bloc. Still, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is confident a solution will be reached by the end of this year. His country has taken a massive economic hit as the pandemic has devastated its vibrant tourism industry. The International Monetary Fund now expects Spain will shrink 13% this year, more than any other developed nation. The BBC's Mike Johnson explains the EU rescue package could go a long way to restarting the country's growth engine.
The hope is to help people like student Ignatius, worried for their prospects after the pandemic.
The statistic facts are around 37% of employees are overqualified for their jobs. This matter worries me a lot.
Finding work is a big focus for the 3.7 million now unemployed in Spain. Last month, the government said it plans to spend $162 billion of aid from the European Union to kickstart the economy and create 800,000 jobs by 2023. But businesses are still unsure how they'll cope. Catalonia, in the northeast, has just allowed its bars and restaurants to reopen after 5 weeks of total shutdown. That's in stark contrast to the tourist hotspot of Granada in the south, where the mayor wants his city to be declared an area of catastrophe so it can qualify for more financial support. He suggests that 30% of the city's businesses will never reopen. And that's a problem for Spain's tourism industry, which makes up 11% of the country's overall economic output.
The appearance of the vaccine is going to be critical because it will revamp the tourism.
That's Íñigo Fernández de Mesa. He's a former deputy finance minister in Spain who now represents the country's main business association. With a modest recovery in growth expected next year, he says now is not the time for tax increases, which the government is considering. But instead, they should focus on companies which have been hardest hit by the pandemic.
With the provision of funding on the one hand, also through tax alleviation, at least temporary, in order to withstand the current crisis.
Professor Nuria Mas is a health economist and a member of the Spanish Central Bank. She says the biggest challenge is ensuring the virus is under control.
If you look at the data that we have from the previous first wave, Spain recovered very quickly once we thought that we had the public health under control. If we don't have the public health under control, it's going to be very hard for the economy to recover to full speed.
So vaccines and, in the meantime, continued social distancing will be vital to boost Spain's economy. And beyond that, Professor Mas says more resources need to be invested in job training to ensure that people have transferable skills in case their company doesn't survive COVID-19. I'm the BBC's Mike Johnson for Marketplace.
Checking the numbers now, global financial markets this morning are taking a breather after yesterday's record run on Wall Street. Key benchmarks in Asia ended their session up between 0.3% and 0.5%. The Stock 600 here in Europe is holding near a nine-month high, while London's FTSE is holding steady as investor focus here in the UK turns to the government's planned spending review. Today, Chancellor Rishi Sunak, who controls the government's purse strings, is expected to unleash billions of dollars to continue fighting the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic pandemic, as the country here remains on lockdown. But one line item is attracting a lot of attention: spending dedicated to foreign aid. The BBC's Darshini David explains why.
Well, this has become a really thorny subject because the UK has traditionally said 0.7% of GDP. That's the size of our aid budget. And that's been what they call ring-fenced. So, you know, like many other countries, the UK saw its public finances put under great pressure after the financial crisis. But that aid budget was seen as something that, frankly, had to be kept aside because successive prime ministers in the UK, whatever their political bent, said we need to make sure that the UK is seen to be almost sort of setting the pace in this.
And as you say, already we've seen five former prime ministers and hundreds of charities come out against this decision. Is there any chance the Chancellor will reverse course on this?
When you look at the pressures the UK finances are under, when we're looking at the biggest deficit in peacetime, and frankly, the bill for coronavirus has topped $300 billion, we reckon. So it doesn't look likely this time around, but this is for 1 year only, the plans we're going to see laid out today.
The BBC's Darshini David, thanks for your time.
You're very welcome.
And here in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.